Senate will please come to order. Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Here.
Allman.
Here.
Bebout.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Here.
Coe.
Here.
Cooper. DeCaria.
Here.
Becht.
Here.
Geis.
Here.
Hastert.
Here.
Hines.
Here.
Jennings. Jennings.
Here.
Job.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Landon.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Massey.
Here.
Meyer.
Here.
Mockler. Nicholas.
Here.
Perkins.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Ross.
Here.
Scott.
Here.
Sessions.
Here.
Townsend.
Here.
Basie.
Here.
Bonflatern.
Here.
President Schiffer.
Here.
30 present.
Please join me in prayer with Father Conkled.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in 6 days you created the universe, and on the last day you created human beings in your image and your likeness. You gave us dominion over all of creation, a share in your governance of all that has been made. After you had finished your work, you rested with the command that we should do this better. Father, for the last 4 weeks we have been about the work of governance, of dominion. We worked hard and accomplished much. Raise the work which remains ahead of us today, and let us swiftly and effectively deal with what remaining business there is to be done. Father, as you saw your creation to be very good, let us look back at what we have created and see it too as being very good. When the gavel falls and this session ends and our work is done, give us safe travel home, so that then we can rest as you did, so it is time for us to return and resume the work which we have been entrusted. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Would you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Reading correction and approval of the journal. Would the reading clerk please read the journal committee report?
Mr. President, your journal committee reports that the journal of March the 6th, 2008 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Perkins, chairman.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the journal committee report is adopted. Members of the Senate, there is no doctor scheduled, but the UW family practice residency will be on call. Likewise for nurses. Thought for the day.
We do.
We have a doctor?
Yes. Dean Bartholomew, originally from Saratoga, now here in Cheyenne.
Doctor, welcome and thank you for coming. Yeah. Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate it very much. Thought for the day. Most of the time, the shortest distance between two points is under construction. Members of the Senate, we're going to go a little bit out of order. We have a joint conference committee on House Bill 155, Recruitment of Physicians and Dentists. I'm going to go ahead and appoint that committee. The senators on the conference committee are Senators Scott, Geis, and Hastert. And as time is of the essence, if they want to start their endeavors, they're welcome to do so. Messages from the House.
March the 6th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 311, concurrence failed. Mr. President, House Bill number 155, recruitment of physicians and dentists. The House failed to concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 5, noes 52, excused 1. House requests the Senate appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the House to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. March the 6th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 312. Conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 65. The House conferees are Representative Gingery, Chairman, Representative Bagby and Dockstader. March the 6th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 313, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 27. The House conferees are Representative Stubson, Chairman, Representatives Illaway and Throne. March the 6th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 314, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 2. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 2, it being a free committee, from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 21. The House conferees are Representative Wallace, Chairman, Representatives Kraft and McComey. March the 6th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 315, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill number 151, Tax Relief Program Amendment. Ayes 59, excused 1. March 6, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 316, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill number 153, Economic Development Account 2, ayes 59, excused 1. From the House of Representatives, message number 317, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill 137, Castle Doctrine, ayes 57, noes 2, excused 1. March the 6th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 319. Conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 155. The House conferees are Representative Eichel, Chairman, Representative Hales, and Representative Dave Zwanitzer. From the House of Representatives, March, message number 320, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 18, Business Entities Revisions. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 2 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 57, noes 2, excused 1. March 6, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 321, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 71, Hathaway Scholarship Program Success Curriculum. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, excused 1. March March 6, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 318, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file 22, School Facilities Amendments. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, excused 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Case, are you ready on House message number 206, Senate File 9, State Retirement Board Immunity?
Reluctantly, I am, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in message number 206?
Joint Conference Committee report, Senate File 9, State Retirement Board Immunity, reference House message number 206. Signing for the House, Representatives Brown, Martin, and Warren. Signing for the Senate, Senators Case, Perkins, and Ross.
Senator Case.
Mr. President, lawyers, 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 and as a consequence, I move reference House message number 206, Senate File 9, State Retirement Board Immunity. Alack, alack, my kingdom for a lawyer. Intentional torts, my kingdom for a tort. I ask that you vote aye. Mr. President, it was touch and go. There we were. The House comes in with only one lawyer on our side. In walks Ross and Perkins. Representative Brown's got his biggest saucers. And we sat and talked for a little bit, and he said, I've got to call the Attorney General's office. Two more lawyers came from the bowels of the Capitol, and up they came and rose like fire. But the logic of these fine attorneys prevailed. But alas, Brown wasn't done. He called for staff. Two more lawyers came down from the House side of the Capitol. Lawyers Cook and another one, I can't remember who. In they came, and they tried and tried and beat and beat. And they said, we talked about uniform acts and interpretation by uniform codes in places far away, that far from this node. In comes Nicholas. Doesn't say a word. Sits in the corner. The sea began to change. All of a sudden, they realized that they were arguing for the exact opposite of what they'd been thought they were arguing for. Lawyers fell like dominoes. Seven did fall. And we prevailed with a tiny bill, much shorter than before. What we have left, Mr. President, is some language notwithstanding. Notwithstanding subsection A of this section, and as provided in the Wyoming Governmental Claims Act, individual board members of a retirement system are immune from liability while acting within the scope of administering and operating a retirement system and are not personally liable for breaches of fiduciary duties in carrying out system administration and operation, except in cases of willful misconduct. That's ours. intentional torts, my kingdom for a tort, or illegal acts. We prevailed, we won, we lowered their deal, we gave more protection to the retirement board, and we shortened the bill so that it applies to all the boards that deal with retirement in the state of Wyoming. It was a clear victory. The banner should be waving in this chamber, and we're so glad to come back and savor this victory. Vote aye, vote aye, vote aye.
Thank you, Senator Case. We are moved. The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee report dealing with Senate File 9, State Retirement Board Immunity. Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dicaria.
Aye.
Fecht.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30 ayes.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 9, State Retirement Board Immunity. Senator Jennings, are you ready on message number 231, dealing with Senate File 21, Hathaway Scholarship Program?
Yes, Mr. President, I am.
Would the reading clerk please read in the Joint Conference Committee report in message 231?
Joint Conference Committee report, Senate File 21, Hathaway Scholarship Program, reference House message number 231. Signing for the House, Representatives Wallace, Kraft, and McComey. Signing for the Senate, Senators Jennings, Massey, and Peterson.
Senator Jennings.
Mr. President, I move House message 231 and ask you to vote aye. Ours wasn't near as much fun as the senator from Lander. They took off all the House amendments. They took off the new scholarship program that would apply. We went right back to the Senate version. It took just a few minutes, and they agreed. So I would ask you to vote aye on House message 231.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 21, Hathaway Scholarship Program, and you are requested to vote aye. Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dicaria.
Aye.
Fecht.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler.
Aye.
Nicholas. Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30 ayes.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 21, Hathaway Scholarship Program. Senator Ross, are you ready on House Message 277 on Senate File 27, County Nuisance Abatement Authority?
I am.
Would the reading clerk please read in Message 277?
Joint Conference Committee Report, reference Senate File 27, County Nuisance Abatement Authority, reference House Message Number 277. Signing for the House, Representatives Stubson, Illaway, and Throne. Signing for the Senate, Senators Ross, Bebout, and Perkins.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Joint Conference Committee report, reference message number 277 to Senate File 27, County Nuisance Abatement Authority, and ask you to vote aye. Ladies and gentlemen, what we did in this bill was to In essence, fix what was an error in the amendment process in the House. There was an amendment, as you recall, that I discussed with you yesterday about a penalty, a $100 a day penalty and how that would come into play. That amendment came on in the House first, and then later on an amendment came on that provided a whole bunch of due process, and they were inconsistent as to how that would apply. The other portion of the bill that I suggested to you needed some fixing was in the language that you will see on the bottom of page 2 of the Joint Conference Committee report and over to page 3. The House adopted the language, revised language, as suggested by Senator Bebout. So the way the nuisance abatement procedure works now under this language is that, first of all, a county commissioner's board will set up by resolution and establish standards for determining a nuisance in accordance with the previous paragraph, which had some other exceptions. For instance, remember we talked about for health or safety. We have the mineral and mining operations is now is not considered a nuisance, and of course still is the agricultural farm and ranch operations are an exemption. So what happens is the board then sets by resolution what the standards are. If there happens to be a nuisance, then the Board of County Commissioners would issue an order which needed to be would then be served on the violator. That violator then has, he served according to the Wyoming's Rules of Civil Procedure. That violator is then given 20 days, as we normally do, to answer. If that violator does not answer, then the order becomes goes into effect. If the violator does answer, then the court shall hold a hearing within 20 days to determine if it's a violation or not. And then, of course, we have provided for an appeal process in this. And what we did is we changed the fine from $750 and made it a civil penalty so that it could be part of the final order. And we changed that to say up to $100 a day for each day that the violation continues after the court has issued a final order. So, in essence, it's made all of these amendments has made the bill better. It's provided for due process. I'd urge your favorable consideration of this Joint Conference Committee report.
The motion is that the Senate does accept the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 27, County Nuisance Abatement Authority, and you're asked to vote aye. Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Fecht.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross. Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote close. 30 ayes.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 27, County Nuisance Abatement Authority. Senator Ross, are you ready on the Joint Conference Committee report, reference House Message 283 on Senate File 65, Post-Conviction Relief Petitions, DNA Evidence?
I am.
Would the reading clerk please read in message number 283?
Joint Conference Committee report, Senate File 65, Post-Conviction Relief Positions, DNA Evidence, reference House Message number 283. Signing for the House, Representative Gingrich, Bagby, and Dockstader. Signing for the Senate, Senators Ross, Burns, and DeCaria.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Joint Conference Committee report, reference House Message 283 to Senate File 65, post-conviction relief petitions DNA evidence, and urge you to vote aye. This is a simple conference committee report. We adopted the language that the House wanted with regards to service on the Attorney General. They felt that was complicated matters, and right now the service would go to district attorneys or county attorneys, so that wasn't really necessary. The most important part of this Joint Conference Committee report, though, is that they receded from their position with regards to the deletion of paragraph D in the bill, which dealt with the DNA testing and the request for a motion to have DNA testing after January 1 of 2000. As I indicated to you previously, they had the House had learned from the prosecutors and the Rocky Mountain Justice Project that this was a finally crafted piece of legislation that had consensus on both sides. By removing that particular paragraph of the bill, it really messed up a situation in which you could have a individual who's charged as a defendant for tactical reasons deciding not to ask for DNA testing at the time of the trial, and if was then convicted, could then come back later on and say, well, we didn't ask for that, and so now we want to have it now. So to avoid that tactical kind of situation, that language was necessary in that paragraph, and that's what was restored to the bill, and the bill basically is the Joint Interim Judiciary Committee's bill with the deletion of a service on the Attorney General. So I'd urge a favorable consideration.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 65, Post-Conviction Relief Petitions, DNA Evidence, and you are asked to vote aye. Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Vecht.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Basie. Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote close. 30 ayes.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 65, Post-Conviction Relief Petitions, DNA Evidence. Okay. Members of the Senate, joining us today is my good friend David Rombat, Wyoming's very own poet laureate and a resident of Johnson County when he's home. This will be the fourth year that David joins us on the floor to read one of his poems. David is an award-winning author of several books of poetry and prose. He has also won creative writing fellowships from the National Endowment for the Arts. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct pleasure to welcome Wyoming's poet laureate, David Rombat. David, if you'd like to come up and help us get to learn something about poetry.
Before I get started, can I announce that the Conference Committee on House Bill 155 will go meet immediately with the House conferees in the lobby of the House.
Thank you. David.
Okay, shall I go ahead?
Yes.
So first, thank you all very much for allowing me to be here again today. It is a great honor. It's an honor for me to represent artists and the arts here. I'd also like to thank you this year because you have indeed funded some projects that we're going to do through literature that we hope will help make Wyoming a richer place for all of us to live. And I'm very grateful that our legislature here in Wyoming has seen fit to clearly link the work of the arts to the work of community building in the state of Wyoming. That's a fantastic and beautiful thing. So thank you for that. And I would also like to invite Senator Case to a writing workshop. I think he's really ready. I wish I'd been here for the beginning of all that. Anyway, I'm going to read two things today for you. I'd like to read you one poem. Usually I've come here at the beginning of the session. It's a little different to come at the end. You're a little more rambunctious. I keep notes on the history of my meetings here. I notice people kind of getting ready, and I know that you are going to be finished pretty quickly. So I wanted to read a poem that I think deals specifically with just the kind of place we live, the grace that it offers us, and the experience I've had of it through my wife and her family, who are Johnson County ranchers. This is a poem in her voice. It's called, Oh, If You Could Know. Down there, that's where we rode through the greasewood in the field. About a mile that way, I called those the lizard rocks because I'd go there and hunt lizards all day, loved lizards and snakes and horned toads who pushed against my hand when I'd pet them. I thought they liked it, so I'd turn them over and stroke their bellies. They seemed hypnotized. Later, I learned that upside down, horned toads pass out. I kept chameleons in the houseplants and turtles in the bathtub. In winter, I'd get so excited when I found a fly. You know how flies freeze? Then if it gets warm, they wake up, but they're woozy and easy to catch. I'd grab them and feed them to my lizards. I climbed over every rock, poking a stick into each crack and hole, wiggling the stick in the sand, looking for swifts hiding from the heat. But you had to be careful, because there might be a rattlesnake. And scorpions sleep in the sand, too. By the way, none of this, you don't need to take this as metaphoric of your work here. There might be a rattlesnake and scorpions sleep in the sand, too. I never took water or food, too busy for that. But when I got back, covered with dust, I was starving, dying of thirst, and late. This dry ranch and these horses are my state of grace. I don't forget any of it, even what I hate. Like when Simon made me help kill prairie dogs. I caught a baby one and wanted to save it. But Simon made me put it back in the hole and pour in the poison oats. I cried, and he never made me do it again. We used to trail sheep from 4 Mile to Wormwood because there weren't any scales at 4 Mile in those days. All day we'd ride following the sheep. At night we'd sleep on the ground next to the animals and the stars. I was afraid I'd screw up, but I loved it anyway. I'd try to keep the sheep together. Simon would say to other ranchers, "This is Margot. She's my top hand," and look proud. But alone, he'd yell at me for my mistakes. And once, I did lose an entire band of sheep Simon had to find. Then there was docking. We'd get up at 3 a.m. day after day and cut tails and testicles off lambs until everyone, and even the earth, was blood-soaked and sticky, and we were standing in blood mud. Long summer days. My cousin Brad and I would ride to Powder River, 7 miles from the cabin. We'd pick up fallen branches and pretend to be knights in armor, aim our cottonwood lances at each other's hearts, galloping as fast as we could at the last minute, veering away so we never hit each other. We'd just run and run and run. That's it. I've been happiest with horses. I can't tell you how it feels inside or what horses mean or why childhood in this dry, empty spot, more barren and desolate. You know that's what people think about Wyoming, especially here. This dry desert of cactus and cold, no trees, a little yellow grass. But I look around and everything's alive. The greasewood field, the Lizard Rocks, Brad and me with our cottonwood lances, the horses and the long ride to the river, and for all of it, I never wanted to go home. Just wanted to be there, be here. Come on, today, we'll ride, you and me, and you'll see. Okay, that's the poem. Thank you. And, look, there's the Arts Council up there. Hello to the Arts Council. I did want to do one other thing. I have often said to you, I hope this is okay. I've often said to you that I feel that my position in the state of Wyoming is to serve the arts, not just literature or poetry, but the arts and the role of the arts in our communities. And so I wanted to play a song for you today. And I'm going to play you a Basque song because my family, my wife's family is Basque, and Basque people have had a lot to do with the history and development of our state. And this is a very famous piece that represents honoring one another. I think at the end of the session, I feel like I would like to again emphasize the gratitude. Even for me to sit and listen to some of the work you have to do, and I think, I don't know if you really have a blast doing it. Sometimes I bet you do, but sometimes I bet it's a kind of slogging. This work is important and it has to be done, but it's not exactly what I think of as a party. And so I really want to thank you for the work you do for the state. And this piece is called Agur. Agur is the Basque word for greeting and departure. Maybe if you'd be willing, could you all say Agur? Agur? Agur, yes. And it's used very widely to represent showing respect to people. In the Basque country, this piece of music could be played at a wedding, a mass. It could be played at a presidential inauguration. It could be played at a campaign thing. It could be played at a school play, anything. So I'm going to play you Agur. I have to come out here to do it because, you know, it's a little hard. Agur.
Thank you, David. Senator Mockler.
Mr. President, excuse me. After that wonderful presentation and before we get to the riveting signing of enrolled acts, I'd like to remind you guys of a few things just because it's my job. quit that. Because we're on the sound system. As you all know, it was a brand new system this year, and there were a couple of bugs, but if you found them, we'd like to know which ones they were so we can kill them. As I all noted, this is the last time anyone will ever see the stained glass with fluorescent light bulbs. So you might want to look where they all are, because they're very obvious. The desks, you know, to get them perfectly clean. The art is an art program where you have the brochure where all of you are to find 40 pieces of incredible art so that we can fill the Capitol with big, beautiful landscapes of Wyoming. The governor's portraits that you all paid for and will be paying for probably as long as we have governors, which I guess will be a while, will be the first three will be done in May. So I think if you're around the Capitol, you'll want to look at them because they're by two beautiful, incredible artists. And 302, as many of you know, we're starting on it almost immediately after the session, so it won't be available until about July or August for any meetings or anything else. So just remind that. And as we do the chambers, the doors will be pretty much off limits to anyone because they really do have to come in here and do a lot. And now that we've finished all those projects, I just wanted to take a moment to thank the Senate and also the House and the staff for 12 years in the Senate and 4 years in the House for a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And I hope I take this with me into some other point in my life, hopefully in, you know, Cheyenne, so I can tell you guys what to do with the building, and which, you know, I will. But I really am incredibly proud of the work that we do together and very, very, very happy that I have so many friends that I've found in the last 16 years. So thank you very much.
And understand, Senator Mocker, we will be glad to give you advice in whatever new career you embark upon. That also is our privilege. Signing of, in, we are at that order of business of signing enrolled acts. Enrolled Act number 49.
Senate Enrolled Act number 49, being original Senate File 12. And act relating to liquor licenses.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 49, being original Senate File 12. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 50.
Senate Enrolled Act number 50, being original Senate File number 47, and act relating to state institutions.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 50, being original Senate File 47. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 51.
Senate Enrolled Act number 51, being original Senate File 62, and act relating to emergency medical technicians.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 51, being original Senate File 62. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 52.
Senate Enrolled Act number 52, being original Senate File number 19, an act relating to public health and safety.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 52, being original Senate File number 19. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 53.
Senate Enrolled Act number 53, being original Senate File 40, an act relating to the Uniform Trust Code.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 53, being original Senate File number 40. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 54.
Senate Enrolled Act number 54, being original Senate File 88, and act relating to sentence and imprisonment.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 54, same being original Senate file number 88. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 55.
Senate Enrolled Act number 55, being original Senate file 26, and act relating to business entities.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 55, same being original Senate file number 26. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 56.
Senate Enrolled Act number 56, being original Senate file 22, and act relating to school capital construction.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 56, being original Senate file number 22. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 57.
Senate Enrolled Act number 57, being original Senate file number 71, and act relating to Hathaway Scholarship Program.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 57, same being original Senate file number 71. I have so signed. And Enrolled Act number 58.
Senate Enrolled Act number 58, being original Senate file number 18, and act relating to business entities.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 58, being original Senate file number 18. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 41.
House Enrolled Act number 41, being original House Bill number 8. And act relating to elections.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 41, same being original House Bill number 8. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 42.
House Enrolled Act number 42, being original House Bill number 9. An act relating to campaign finance reporting.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 42, same being original House Bill number 9. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 43.
House Enrolled Act number 43, being original House Bill 52, and act relating to Medicaid.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 43, same being original House Bill number 52. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 44.
House Enrolled Act number 44, being original House Bill number 102, an act relating to quality child care.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 44, same being original House Bill number 102. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 45.
House Enrolled Act number 45, being original House Bill 113, an act relating to school finance.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 45, same being original House Bill 113. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 46.
House Enrolled Act Number 46 being original House Bill Number 127, an act relating to controlled substances.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 46, same being original House Bill Number 127. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 47.
House Enrolled Act Number 47 being original House Bill 169, an act relating to public improvements.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 47, same being original House Bill 169. Have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 48.
House Enrolled Act Number 48 being original House Bill 10, an act relating to state parks and historic sites.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 48, same being original House Bill 10. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 49.
House Enrolled Act Number 49 being original House Bill 12, an act relating to military affairs.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 49, same being original House Bill Number 12. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 50.
House Enrolled Act Number 50 being original House Bill Number 69, an act relating to a revision of inadvertent errors.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 50, same being original House Bill Number 69. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 51.
House Enrolled Act Number 51 being original House Bill 74, an act relating to veterinarians.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 51, same being original House Bill Number 74. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 52.
House Enrolled Act Number 52 being original House Bill 82, an act relating to medical care.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 52, same being original House Bill 82. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 53.
House Enrolled Act Number 53 being original House Bill 83, an act relating to district courts.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 53, same being original House Bill 83. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 54.
House Enrolled Act Number 54 being original House Bill 85, an act relating to agriculture and animals.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 54, same being original House Bill 85. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 55.
House Enrolled Act Number 55 being original House Bill 92, an act relating to taxation and revenue.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 55, same being original House Bill Number 92. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 56.
House Enrolled Act Number 56, being original House Bill 117, an act relating to educational services for preschool children with disabilities.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 56, same being original House Bill Number 117. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 57.
House Enrolled Act Number 57, being original House Bill 17, an act relating to community colleges.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 57, same being original House Bill Number 17. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 58.
House Enrolled Act Number 58, being original House Bill 55, an act relating to water well drilling contractors and water well pump installation contractors.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 58, same being original House Bill Number 55. I have so signed, Senator Geis. It should be on its way downstairs. Enrolled Act Number 59.
House Enrolled Act Number 59, being original House Bill 137, an act relating to crimes and offenses.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 59, same being original House Bill 137. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 60.
House Enrolled Act Number 60, being original House Bill Number 151, an act relating to taxation and revenue.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 60, same being original House Bill Number 151. I have so signed. And Enrolled Act Number 61.
House Enrolled Act Number 61, being original House Bill 153, an act relating to economic development.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 61, same being original House Bill 153. I have so signed. Members of the Senate, I'd like to take this opportunity to recognize our two pages that have been with us for the past 2 weeks. And let me read this. A resolution of the Senate of the 59th Legislature of the State of Wyoming. A resolution to recognize E. Caitlin Calvetti's service as a page in the Wyoming State Senate. Be it resolved by the Senate of the 59th Legislature of the State of Wyoming. Whereas Katie has served as a page for the Senate from February 25th through March 7th, 2008. Whereas Katie's service as a page has been exceptional and fully appreciated by the Wyoming Senators. Whereas this resolution has the support of the members of the Senate of the Wyoming Legislature who have signed their name here too. Now therefore, be it resolved by the undersigned members of the Senate of the Legislature of the State of Wyoming, Section 1, that Katie has served the Senate of the State of Wyoming with dignity and respect. Section 2, that Katie's dedication will serve her well in her future endeavors. Now, therefore, with great appreciation, We recognize Caitlin Calvetti for her outstanding dedication and support to the state of Wyoming on this 7th day of March, 2008. I think that they're going to speak together, so I'd like to read Riata's resolution, and then we'll offer him the microphone, if we're still brave enough to do that. I don't know. A resolution of the Senate of the 59th Legislature of the State of Wyoming. A resolution to recognize Riata Little's service as a page in the Wyoming State Senate. Be it resolved by the Senate of the 59th Legislature of the State of Wyoming. Whereas, Riata has served as a page for the Senate from February 25th through March 7th, 2008. Whereas, Riata's service as a page has been exceptional and fully appreciated by the Wyoming Senators. Whereas, this resolution has the support of the members of the Senate of the Wyoming Legislature who have signed their name hereto. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the undersigned members of the Senate of the Legislature of the State of Wyoming. Section 1, that Riata has served the Senate of the State of Wyoming with dignity and respect. Section 2, that Riata's dedication will serve her well in her future endeavors. Therefore, with great appreciation, we recognize Riata Little for her outstanding dedication and support to the State of Wyoming on this, the 7th day of March, 2008.
Be over this. Well, we throughout this whole endeavor have noticed several things about the Senate, along with learning lots of things from all of you and the process of government. But we have put together the ABCs of the Senate through the eyes of a page. And so we would like to present this to you as an award from us, and we'll read it to you. Do you want me to go first?
You can go first. All right. A is for, apparently the senators were sustained in their traditional acts of secret hoaxes against the House this session.
B is for, Band-Aids are necessary to heal the wounds torn open during heated debates.
C is for, calling all willing and able to the shuffle.
D is for, declare a call for question as often as possible.
E is for, engrossed bills must be filed immediately.
F is for, feed those darn sage chickens via the good senator from Natrona County.
G is for, good morning from the doorman is always the most sincere.
H is for, helium balloons are not supposed to be a part of the discussion on the Senate floor, especially in the possession of the good senator from Laramie County.
I is for increasing our vocabulary by helping the usuals in the completion of the daily crossword puzzles. It's always taxing.
J is for jealousy of your comfy chairs would be an understatement.
K is for keep additions to the Committee of the Whole agenda to a minimum.
L is for the lights illuminated behind the president mean business.
M is for message delivering is top secret agent mission material.
N is for never assume it will be a short day.
O is for only send the senators toys if you expect them to play with them. P is for privilege of the floor does not mean it's your opportunity to introduce your entire family tree. Q is for quickly and quietly is our motto. R is for red folders are for amendments only. S is for soup and salad luncheons are looked forward to by all. T is for time limits for discussion on third reading will be enforced. U is for understand that there is a new meaning to play ball. V is for voice your opinions only on the question at hand. W is for whoever said you had to be outside to be cold has never had to sit on the floor of the Senate. X is for express your vote by aye or no, but the tone in your voice is always the true determining factor of your opinion. Y is for yes, despite what you've been told, dogs can do more than fight. They can sing and dance. And Z is for all those Z's. Santa's not the only one that sees you when you're sleeping. So we'd like to present this to the Senate. And if any of you want copies, just let us know and we'll email it to you.
Thank you.
On behalf of the Senate, thank you both for serving as pages and for your astute observations in how this chamber operates. Okay. Senator Nicholas, I don't know if it's an official goldenrod, but it is. Would you like to give us an update?
We have the last goldenrod, Mr. President, that we'll see this week. If you take a look at your goldenrod, it's kind of less busy now because we only have two columns. We have the final status and the for both bienniums. When you look at the first page, if you look at the funds available, what's of interest there that it's what you ought to pay attention to, if you look at the general fund revenue and the budget reserve account revenues, you'll see that we went from last biennium $2.1 billion to $2 billion in the general fund, $1.1 billion in the BRA account to $1.2. So while we have gone down a bit, it's not hugely significant. The real issue that makes this biennium different than last is the budget reserve carryover. And you can see right above there that we had $1 billion carryover, and we had, as opposed to $265 million carryover from the last biennium this year. Now, when we get to some of the other charts, remember that billion-dollar carryover, because you have to remember we expend or we dispose is a better word of it. We dispose of all revenues that we have, whether we put them into savings, whether we spend them, whether we appropriate them for a specific purpose. But all of those revenues are reflected, or those expenditures in our depicted in our profile sheets. So you just keep that in mind as we go through. Down below on our expenditures, you can see that our budget bill was $3.4 billion. Our bills on file were $40 million. And then you have the broad appropriations. Those are dollars appropriated out of the budget. Those are the budget bills that came out of the broad account as opposed to the general fund account. Below, when you see general fund BRA, the BRA account balance, you see $104 million. That is what we've left in the account. Where we deduct that less statutory reserve, that's only an accounting measure. It has no other significance. It's simply saying that is our 5% reserve. It's not being deducted. We simply do that to remind everybody that that's what our target of 5% is. So what's actually would be in the account balance in the general fund budget reserve account under this profile is $104 million. Where you see the zero down under traditional funds available for appropriation, that's the amount in the account above the 5% statutory reserve. The reason you recall that's at zero is because we have a budget amendment that provides that anything above and beyond the budget reserve of $104 million tips over and spills down into the Legislative Stabilization Reserve Account, the LISRA. And so down below, you can see that over the biennium, or as a result of this budget, our Legislative Stabilization Reserve Account grows from $325 million to $353 million. Our school foundation program balance will be at the $100 million because of the sweep. The sweep, as you recall, takes it down to $100 million, anything above the sweep, after we've met the obligation for the $50 million transfer to the Hathaway account that we approved in the budget. The balance will go to the Common School Permanent Land Fund balance, the corpus of it. If you turn over to page 2 on general fund, the principal significance items that I'd point out to you is there is where your bills are profiled. If you look down in the right-hand column towards the bottom, there's a number 6 to the right. That is the total dollars of spending. If you look at the left on column, which is the effective immediately appropriations, there's the Senate file Common School Reserve Account funding, $56 million. I just point that out because it's a pretty big dollar amount that makes it look like we spent a lot. We did not. That $56 million is the dollars that goes to inflation-proof the corpus of the Common School Permanent Land Fund for the spending policy reserve account that tips into that account. If you recall that the inflation proofing used to be out of the general fund, we had a bill that changed that. If you turn over to page 3, under the budget reserve account, I draw your attention to the right-hand column about midway, and you see the transfers into savings. If you call them savings, one is the $10 million to water account 2, $24.5 million to water account 3, and the Legislative Stabilization Reserve account picks up the $28,471,000 under the present profile. And then if you go down to the profile of the Legislative Stabilization Reserve account, about midway you can see the deposit into the account of that $28 million. That takes you over to the school foundation program account. When you look on the left column at the top, you see the Senate file 53 Common School Reserve Account funding. That's where the $56 million goes back in to balance out in terms of revenues there. So you have that gives you a feel for where that's taking place. On the appropriations, the significant thing, two things to draw your attention to. Under the 2008 budget bill, the transfer to the Common School Permanent Land Fund, that's the sweep. You can see there's $2 million in the sweep that would go into the Common School Permanent Land Fund as it's profiled today. And beneath that, you see the $251 million that goes into the school capital construction account to pay for capital construction. You go to the bottom school capital construction account profile. I draw your attention that really we're spending $438 million. You can see under revenues, you can see the revenues from the transfer from the school foundation program account of $251 million. On the appropriations, the two significant things are major maintenance of $84 million. And the other one, of course, is the cost of schools, which is $337 million. Taking to the next page, page 5, that's your spending policy reserve account. When you look at the profile on the right-hand columns, you'll see that in this biennium, we anticipate that from the dollars that are essentially investment dollars coming off the permanent mineral trust fund, $142 million will be collected above and beyond the 5% spending policy. And so that will go into the corpus, back into the corpus. There is nothing profiled for 09-010 because you have to actually go out and recover capital gains before that happens. So it's a function of what happens in terms of the stock market, but none is profiled now. Under the Common School Permanent Land Fund, you can see that the automatic inflation proofing to the corpus of the Common School Permanent Land Fund is the $40 million. And the balances are the amount that we set aside for the balance for each of the reserve accounts. On the back page are your water accounts, 1, 2, and 3. We've left water 1 at $35 million. Water 2 picked up the other $10 million, bringing its balance to $25 million. And then we have, of course, we have the appropriations taking it back down to $14 million. For water 3, we put in the $24 million, $24.5 million, with a new balance of $140 million. The last thing I was going to take you through is there's a handout that gives you just sort of what's happening on major expenditures. I'm not going to go through each one. I'll just tell you what they are. All of these are going to be available on the website. The ones on the website for the pie charts, things like that, will be in color if you want to pull them down off the website. As I understand it, there will be a one-click for budget items, and you can go get all of the documents that I'm going through. And, in fact, there will be a few more as we go. Pages 1 and 2 are just summaries of the appropriations for the major programs in the bills. And just for you as a reminder of what we went through. Page 3 is the growth in major programs, but it's very important when you start looking at the growth in these programs and the income to remember once again that capital construction one-time items are included within these numbers. So these aren't simply just numbers that our operating dollars. So you can see the growth over the last 3 or 4 years or what we've appropriated for cities, towns, and counties, transportation, wildlife trust, some of the big ticket items, Department of Health. You recall we had a Department of Health spreadsheet to show what we had spent. We'll update that and we'll get it out to you as soon as the staff have that completed. Page 4 is showing revenues and increases over the last few years, and it also shows the budget carryover, so you can get sort of a look at the profile. Page 5 is the sort of the goldenrod sheets on revenues and for the biennium, and then looking into the next biennium, you can see that if we don't receive more income or have carryovers right now, we would have a negative $178 million. Don't be alarmed. It always sort of looks that way, but it does show you that our expenditures, ongoing expenditures, are creeping up with our ongoing revenue. But that includes the, when you look at expenditures, those include your one-time dollars to for capital construction. The page 6 and the following page 7 are just the staff's effort to show the growth in major funds over going back to 1997 to 98, just to give you a feel for your program growths. You look over on page 7, you see the same thing again by the major categories of spending. And remember, too, again, these include your one-time dollars, your capital construction. So if you look at the pie chart, mine's colored, but if you look at page 8, it's the black and white one that you've seen. If you want the colored version, just get online, as I've described, to get there. But where you see that big peak in 07-08, remember that you're now talking about expenditures or appropriations, and you got that billion-dollar carryover that we spent during that time. So it's not as though our revenues went up on that date and came down. This is the spending profile. You just have to remember it's a spending profile. It's not a revenue profile. Then the next two, 9 and 10, are pie charts showing where our dollars are going by major category. Page 11 is the same information that created the tables. 11 and 12 are the raw data creating the tables. Page 13 is the AML dollars, just to put it in the package so you'd remember what it looks like and if asked. Page 14 and 15 are the spreadsheets that show how the spending policy reserves work. I actually intended to put in a chart that Senator Bebout asked for that shows all the deposits into the PMTF. And I apologize, I picked up the wrong chart. I'll get that chart out to you. All this does, though, is just show how the spending policy works and what dollars have been tipped over back into the corpus as a result of the spending policy. Page 16 shows the final direct distributions to cities and towns. So you have the direct distribution, which would be the House formula, direct distribution, which would be the Senate formula, and then you've got the food distribution, which came out of the House, and you've got your totals. That's 16 and 17. Page 18 are your final county dollars. Again, you have your direct distributions. And I just draw your attention that in the second to the last column on the right is the county block allocations, and those don't go to the directly to the counties. Rather, those are the consensus block grant dollars that are available by agreement, so they're available to any taxing entity, including your cities. So most of those documents, Mr. President, will be on our website in one place. The House has some more charts that I didn't put in. I think at some point it's information overload. And part of it is you see these bar charts that show that our spending is, your revenues are going down, expenditures are going up. But I just caution everybody to remind folks that that doesn't mean that's what our standard budget is doing. That simply means that all income that comes in is disposed of in some form. And you'd expect that unless you just left it in your budget reserve or your general fund, and we don't do that. We sweep everything down and put in our savings. We put some in the permanent mental trust fund. We put a lot of things into one-time infrastructure items. So just caution you with that when you look at those bar graphs. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Nicholas. I think we'll just be at ease to the sound of the gavel until that stuff catches up. Senators, we're waiting. We still got a couple bills out there. Rather than recess, I would ask the Senate to be at ease to the sound of the gavel, and we'll see what comes over from the other side. Senator Case.
Mr. Chair, Mr. President, could we have a short meeting of the Corporations Committee back in this corner upon being at ease?
Okay. The Senate will be at ease to the sound of the gavel.
Thank you.
Senate will please come back to order. Senators, what we've got a couple messages from the House, and we've got one conference committee report to act on. And then I think we'll be at ease again. We'll have to get that bill engrossed, and there's a couple coming over, a couple just arrived from the House side. And I think what we'll do is we'll be at ease, get those engrossed, and then we'll sign those bills, and that should wrap us up, rather than take a lunch break. So that's kind of the plan we're operating under. Senator Larson.
Mr. President, could I have the privilege of the floor for a moment?
The floor is yours, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Over the years here, at least many years, but for 12 years, we've had many, many interesting debates on the meaning of the Constitution. And in view of the fact that one of our members is evidently going to retire, I wondered if we could persuade her to leave her underlined version of the Constitution so that when the senator from rural Natrona County tells us how the Constitution should read, we could have somebody read the other interpretation of it.
Senator Vasey.
Along those lines, if she would also show me in the Constitution where it says senators have to leave their desk perfectly clean.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, the good senator's proposal is not fair. I was looking for diminished competition.
Senator Jennings.
As long as we're on that subject, Mr. President, if I may, you know, the ladies really gave us a nice definition in the alphabet, suitable for, oh, it is framed, suitable for hanging. And I went in the lunchroom, and I've got a hammer, and I got this thing's made for hanging pictures. And I go in there, and every time I find a place to put it on the wall, she's standing there like this. She won't, you know, won't let me. Can we suspend the rules and just hang the picture, Mr. President?
Senator Scott, are you ready on message number? Wait a second. Back up a second. Yeah, we need messages from the House. We've got to show we have it.
March the 7th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 322, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill 155, Recruitment of Physicians and Dentists. The House adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 36, noes 16, excused 6, conflict 2. March the 7th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 223, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file number 9, State Retirement Board Immunity. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 47, noes 7, excused 6. March the 7th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 324, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file number 21, Hathaway Scholarship Program. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 54, excused 6. March the 7th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 325, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file 27, County Nuisance Abatement Authority. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee Number one report on the bill listed above by the votes indicated. Ayes 52, noes 3, excused 5. March the 7th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 326, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file 65, post-conviction relief petitions, DNA evidence. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number one report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 57, excused 3, Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Scott, are you ready on Senate message number 280 on House Bill 155, recruitment of physicians and dentists?
Yes, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in message number 280?
Joint Conference Committee report, House Bill number 155, recruitment of physicians and dentists, reference Senate message number 280. Signing for the House, Representative Eichel, Representative Hales. Signing for the Senate, Senator Scott, Geis, and Hastert.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move adoption of this joint conference report. Mr. President, this is the bill on recruitment of physicians and dentists. The sole difference between the houses was over the matter of the appropriation. They were spendthrifts and we were tight, and your joint conference committee decided that the sensible thing to do was to split the difference right down the middle, and that's what we did. So you can see that, deleted the $800,000 that was in the engrossed copy, put in $400,000, and called it good, and I would urge the Senate to adopt the conference committee and stand for any questions.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 155, recruitment of physicians and dentists. Senator Nicholas.
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt your reading. Mr. President, just folks remember, we've got $2 million in the budget for loan repayments for physicians. The debate on the floor was this a bill that did not require the appropriation to be an effective bill, that we should pass it without the appropriation. I suppose you could take the position that we didn't mean what we said and that what we were trying to do is set it up for a conference, but I'd urge you to vote no.
Senator Massey.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. And again, that $2 million is for the program that we've had for the last 3 or 4 years for a loan repayment program in which we can't meet the demands that have been on that program now for the past several years. And it's a very effective retention tool. This provides an additional dimension that's a recruitment tool. And a modest $400,000 is a good start for it. And it's going to bring physicians from out of state into areas of our states and into our communities in which they aren't there right now or that there's an insufficient supply. This is going to benefit people throughout the state of Wyoming and help deal with that gap in health care that we have in the state.
Further discussion. The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 155, recruitment of physicians and dentists. And the chairman is asking you to vote aye. Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Fecht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Job?
No.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
No.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
No.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Basie?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
No.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing Vote closed. 17 ayes, 13 noes.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 155, Recruitment of Physicians and Dentists. We are at that order of business of signing enrolled acts. Enrolled Act number 59.
Senate Enrolled Act number 59, being original Senate File 9, an act relating to the Uniform Management of Public Employees Retirement Systems Act.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 59, being original Senate File 9. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 60.
Senate Enrolled Act number 60, being original Senate File 21, an act relating to the Hathaway Scholarship Program.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 60, being original Senate File number 21. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 61.
Senate Enrolled Act number 61, being original Senate File 27, and act relating to counties.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 61, being original Senate File number 27. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 62.
Senate Enrolled Act number 62, being original Senate File 65, and act relating to criminal procedure.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 62, being original Senate File number 65. I have so signed. We're still waiting on we've got to wait for the paperwork on House Bill 155. To get the engrossed act. So the Senate will be at ease to the sound of the gavel till the paperwork catches up.
Thank you.
Would the Senate please come to order? We are at that order of business of signing enrolled acts. Enrolled Act number 62.
House Enrolled Act number 62 being original House Bill number 155, an act relating to health care services.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act number 62 being original House Bill number 155. I have so signed. Members of the Senate, we have some of our staff who are not going to be back next session, and I'd like to take a moment and recognize them and ask them to come forward. Now I can't find Joanne Valdez, right down below. Jolly, and I see him out there. I've got my eye on you, Foy.
President, members of the Senate, staff members, I bring to a close a long career with the Wyoming Senate. It began in August of 1977 with the 44th Legislature as a Capitol policeman. The governor was not even a lawyer at that time. Yeah. As I patrol the building, as I patrolled around the building as a Capitol policeman, he was working as the state planning coordinator. I'd go in to make a welfare check, and all was well. I was pulled to the day shift to provide security for the legislators, and one of these members that's still a part of the session was a part of that 44th legislature. My friend, Senator Geis. Senator Lathrop Northrop served in this body, but his father was the president of the Senate. I served 20 years and 4 months as a Capitol policeman, retired the 3rd of January, 98, took off a little bit of time, and was hired to serve in 2000 on the state staff for the Senate. So I've enjoyed 28 years and 4 months association with a great body of people from both sides of the House. The highlight of my career with the legislature was to serve you people who come and make the laws of our great state. I will miss you, but I will be sitting up there next year watching you debate uninterrupted, not opening a door, but just enjoying the process. I wish you Godspeed on your travels home. Thank you for allowing me to serve.
And also Joan Humphrey.
I told them maybe they better not let me have the mic. I might be here too long. I really do appreciate this opportunity. This is my 10th year here, and I have learned so much, and I have really enjoyed it. I was 5 years secretary in corporations, and then I took off a couple years, and I was fortunate enough that they hired me back, and so now I have been 5 years in the Minerals Committee, and I have had some great chairmen in all those years and great committee people, and I certainly thank all of you. And I'm like Foy, I'll be back to watch you fellas and girls work, and I won't have to. Thank you so much.
And now I'd like to ask Senator Hines to come forward, if you would, please. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, thank you so much. You made my job very easy, and I appreciate it. On behalf of the Senate, I'd like to give you a gift. And if you want to make another speech, you can too, sir.
I'll just say thank you. I enjoyed this position and I enjoyed working with everyone. Thank you.
Mr. Vice President. On behalf of the Senate, Mr. Vice President, thank you, and personally, thank you for your help, your counsel, for being there and making this thing work. I might add, on a personal note, if you looked at who ends up with the toughest schedule, the most committees, and leadership to boot, and when I asked Senator Anderson to step forward to fill in on two committees that he had to walk in on cold, he never blinked. He said, I'm going to go do it. And I think he's done an exemplary job filling in. And personally, Jim, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I just, you know, I want to say that when you're asked to do a tough job, and you look around and you've got two leaders like Majority Floor Leader and Mr. President breaking the trail and working harder than you, then you don't feel like that you're being put upon. I just want to say what an honor it is to have been associated with everyone here, both sides of the aisle, both sides of the aisle, and what a privilege it is to be a member of this body, and thank you.
Senator DiCaria, Mr. Minority Floor Leader. On behalf of the Senate, thanks, Jim. Thank you very much. Appreciate your leadership, support, and all that you've done.
Thank you. I'd just like to quickly say it really is an honor to serve with each and every one of you. You know, it's been just a pleasure and a joy. I honestly feel that, you know, this is a body of my friends. You know, even when we disagree, you know, it's not a personal thing. And it truly is an honor, and thank you for everything.
Senator Massey.
You know, you probably all have heard enough from me this session. I just want you to know that I think I'm the luckiest son of a gun in the world to be serving with you folks. Thanks.
Senator Sessions. Thank you, Councilor, very much.
Thank you. I love being here, and you are my friends. And this body of gentlemen out here, if you decide not to run, please look for a woman to take your place.
This last gift, I'd like to ask Senator Geist to come forward. Members of the Senate, first year I came down here, I was very, very lucky. I walked in the door and I didn't really know what I was doing or where I was going. And luckily, Senator Geist was here. And he gave me some really great advice. He said, walk in there, find a desk with your name on it, sit down and look like a senator. And it's been really good advice. He's been a friend and a mentor and a wonderful person to get to know. Jerry, thank you, sir, for your help, for your guidance, and for that good advice. I've followed it ever since. Thank you.
Now, I gave him a little advice one time. I told him to follow my lead, and it didn't work. Well, I mean, he followed my lead, only I forgot that I was supposed to lead.
Mr. President, if you can step down here, please, on behalf of the Senate and Vice President Anderson and myself, we'd like to present you with a gift and thank you for all your leadership, your hard work, your ability to get along with us, and that's appreciated. It's heavy, so I want that. Thank you. Did you do it?
Well, thank you, and really my thanks go out to each and every one of you. It's been a real privilege to be the President of the Senate, but what really made it work is you folks and staff all working together, and I, from the bottom of my heart, I do appreciate it very, very much. Thank you. What's in here? Bricks, John? I will open it. Senator DiCaria.
Mr. President, may I have the privilege of the floor?
The floor is yours, sir.
With your indulgence, may I come to the podium?
Sure.
Mr. President, the minority party does have some gifts, but first, Mr. President, I'd be negligent if I didn't take a moment to thank somebody that's been a mentor of mine and has been very dear to me, somebody with style, class, grace, who taught me many things about the legislative process, who's always showing me leadership, somebody that can sneak up and kind of stick a knife in you and leave a smile on your face, to be quite honest. Mr. President, I would ask the body to help me in thanking Senator Job for 12 years of service to the Wyoming people and the Wyoming Senate. So if you would join me in thanking her.
You're here. Yeah.
Majority Floor Leader, would you come up here, please?
Leadership branch, just being here at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Thank you. Ken, like everyone, have been great to work with, and like he said, he always came for breakfast so we could discuss anything we needed to at breakfast.
Mr. Vice President, would you come up, please? We were in the same class. We came into the legislature together, and it's been a good, 12 years of service together. And thank you for everything and for your service and for your friendship. More importantly, yes.
Well, I've already expressed my appreciation for the other side of the aisle, and I would just like to say, from a personal note, when I came on revenue, that's not an easy thing, but I found on revenue Senator Mockler, who has just a tremendous knowledge of all those issues and whatnot. I could not have asked for more support than she was willing to give. And she did, I think, a tremendous service not only to me, to that committee, and to this body, for all the service that she rendered through that committee. And I just want to especially thank her for her efforts as well as all the others. So thank you.
Senator Massey, will you come up? I don't know what to say to you, but
this is the doormat to our place, right?
That's right. Thanks for all your service. Thanks for your friendship and your mentorship and everything that you've done.
Thank you. It's been great. Thank you.
Senator Sessions. Up, please. Thanks for everything that's going on. Senator Sessions is kind of one of those funny ones. You never know where she stands on some issues, she's kind of shrinking by. Mr. President, thank you for everything. I met Mr. President the first year I came into the legislature. Greg Phillips introduced me, and from the very first moment, he was a mentor. He gave me advice. He was always thoughtful, willing to listen, willing to help. Not that we haven't disagreed on a few things over the years, but
You know, I really do appreciate your leadership. You've done a wonderful job, and thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Just an observation that when you talk to other legislators from other states, I think the relationship across the aisle that we have, certainly in the Senate, is unique in this nation. You know, you go south of here or north of here, and it isn't the same. And it's because of leadership from people like Senator DeCaria that we're able to maintain that dialogue, a civil dialogue. And I think it's tremendously important. I think it's a real asset to our state that we have, still have that. So thanks to you, Ken. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Please open those.
Senator Vasey.
May I have privilege of the floor?
The floor is yours, sir.
Mr. President, the Ag Committee apologizes to Senator Job. We had a coyote pelt, but it wasn't prime, so. She didn't even hear that. What?
Senators, one last thing that before we move on, I ask you to join me in a real round of applause and thank you to all of our staff, both the Senate staff, the LSO staff. Without them, this would not be a pretty sight of us working down here, quite frankly. But their assistance and the work they do and their attitude and their professionalism, I think, is unparalleled, and please join me in thanking all of them. Thank you. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move that bills currently pending before this body in the 59th Wyoming State Legislature budget session not be carried over to any future legislative session.
Mr. Minority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I second the motion of the Majority Floor Leader.
You have heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. By your vote, the motion has passed the Senate. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move that the House of Representatives be informed that the Senate of the 59th Wyoming State Legislature budget session have completed its business and is ready to adjourn.
You have heard the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion is carried. I am directing the Senate Chief Clerk to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate 2008 budget session of the 59th Wyoming State Legislature is ready to adjourn. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move that a committee of two be appointed to inform the Governor that the Senate have completed its business and is ready to adjourn and to escort His Excellency the Governor and the First Lady to the Senate.
You have all heard the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion has carried. Senator Landon and Senator Mockler, would you please inform the governor that the Senate has completed its business and is ready to adjourn, and escort the First Lady and the governor, Dave Friedenthal, to the Senate chamber. The Senate will stand at ease till the sound of the gavel. Would the Senate please rise and welcome Governor Friedenthal and Mrs. Friedenthal. Governor Friedenthal and Mrs. Friedenthal, welcome to the Senate.
Thank you. Mr. President, members of the Senate, we're delighted to arrive at this point. Your labors are finished, and once you adjourn, then I have 10 or 15 days to pore over the results of your efforts, and I look forward to that. I know that we meet here today in the context of a remarkable display of democracy throughout the state. And I think regardless of party, one cannot be but inspired by the notion that people are taking their government serious. And I think that that reflects the kind of citizens that you represent. I have no doubt that if there were actually 2,000 people in Riverton yesterday, that they were probably not all of the same party as the president. That perhaps we are enjoying this on a truly bipartisan basis. I draw that to your attention because it is important that we remember why it is that we all gather. And as you know, everyone has an opinion about the session. And we each have our disappointments. I'm disappointed about the CBM discharge bill and the property tax relief and health care measures. But those disappointments, while we focus on them at this point in the session, are dwarfed by the things that have actually been done. And the thing about this session that has struck me is the lobbyists all come and say, boy, there's not a lot to do. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Now, I don't know whether that's because it meant they couldn't bill their clients or that it truly was a quiet session. But I would describe this session as one in which one should remember that still waters run deep, that we gathered here for the explicit purpose under the Constitution of adopting a budget to cover the next 2 years. A budget of significant magnitude, which outlined a commitment to programs that this legislature has adopted over the years, whether it's business-ready communities or local government funding, highway funding, the cultural trust fund, all of the panoply of programs that are in there. Those are programs that originated in the context of a legislative process in response to our citizens who are busily exercising their right as voters and citizens today. That budget, while it was one that I believe, everybody says, well, it was really a smooth budget. It was a smooth budget, in part because of the limited revenues, but also because of the way the budget was structured and the way it was handled by the Appropriations Committee. All of the major items for funding were placed in the context of a single budget document, so that if someone chose or desired to increase funding in one area, they had to reduce it in another. That has a surprisingly sobering effect upon our desire to spend funds, and I hope it is a process that we will continue. I will tell you that as we gather next year, there will probably be new revenues available. The natural gas, the price at Opal today is $8.96. Which means I'm an incredibly good governor and you are all very good legislators. The challenge that puts before us is one in which we have done those things which were essential to restore the state and the things that have not been done for 20 years. But as the revenues become available, we have different choices at the next session than we had at this session. The choices now go from how do we make up for what hasn't been done for 20 years to what do we do to make sure we have excellence in the next 20 years? And I believe you've done some pretty good things this year to start us down that track. Obviously, I'm delighted with the actions you've taken with regard to carbon capture and sequestration. I'm also delighted with the partnership that has originated within these chambers with General Electric, because it's not going to be enough for us to know how to legally store carbon over the years. We're going to have to learn how to capture it. And we will learn that through those programs, particularly related to Powder River Basin coal. I also believe that a number of the bills that were adopted reflect a far-sighted view about the state's future. One of those bills and one of those programs is the efforts that are underway with regard to game and fish and this question of sensitive species. When I first came into office, we were dealing with the residual and the problems associated with the listing of species throughout this region. We spent literally hundreds of thousands of dollars demonstrating genetic diversity so that we could modify that listing to protect the citizens of the state. Now you have equipped us
to be able to go forward and to participate in that in the future. The sage grouse, as you know, is very much at play, and to me it is illustrative of the fact that we are now saying, instead of waiting until the problem arises, let us look forward to see what we can do. I also cannot stand here without commenting on the President of the Senate, a man of, now I don't want you to laugh, now I'm going to try to be serious about this, he's a man of vision. See, they're laughing, John, I'm sorry. You know, it has been a delight over the years to work with you in your role as President. It has been a relationship which has been contentious from time to time, as it should be. It has been cooperative from time to time, as it should be. But it has always been a relationship in which we could voice our opinions on the various issues and recognize that on some we're going to disagree and on others we will work together. I commend the Senate for that attitude in general. It is a body that I think characterizes itself through a conduct in which spirited debate, either among yourselves or with the executive branch, that spirited debate, resolution of the issue, is then replaced by a collegiality that recognizes we still have work to do going forward. I commend you for your work. I wish you well on your trip home. I encourage you to visit your county library. It is one of those things that the President, I have watched him for years, struggle to obtain funding for county libraries, and it comes as no surprise to me that the library endowment would pass upon the year of his last year of being President of the Senate. It would be an honor, I think, both for your library, since a number of you probably don't know where it's at. It would be an honor for your library and a tribute to the President if you would visit that library. This has been a very productive session. I've looked at the bills, and this time a lot of bills didn't get introduced. A lot of bills that did get introduced were properly considered. And if you look across the board, you should be pleased with the work that has been done here. Doesn't mean that we've agreed on everything, but I think the citizens have been served. And the citizens have been served in a true Wyoming tradition in which we try to take care of the problems of today, look down the road to what may be coming, place programs in action and in movement that will address those. So, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, Mr. President, I beg your indulgence as my wife and I take our leave. It is a delight to see all of you. I hope that you will not be offended if I indicate that if I don't see any of you for a while, that will be just fine with me. Thank you.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move the following, that the Senate of the 59th Wyoming State Legislature budget session adjourn until a date and time which are determined jointly by the President of the Senate and by the Speaker of the House of Representatives for the purpose of calling the Senate and House back into session, that if no such time is established before December 31st, 2008, the Senate 59 Wyoming State Legislature budget session is adjourned sine die, effective at 12 o'clock noon on that date, and that the Legislative General Session, 60th Wyoming Legislature, convene on the 13th day of January, 2009, at the hour of 12 o'clock noon. That the Senate specifically concur in any identical motion adopted by the House of Representatives. That if the House of Representatives failed to concur in action of the Senate under paragraph 1 through 3 of this motion by adopting an identical motion applicable to the House of Representatives, the Senate of the Wyoming State Legislature budget session shall adjourn sine die.
You have all heard the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. By your vote, the motion has passed the Senate. We are now at that order of business, reading, correction, and approval of the journal. Senator Perkins, will you please read your report?
I don't have my report. Mr. Chairman, I'm looking for my report. One job to do and I mess it up, Mr. President. I'm sorry. Mr. President, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of March 7, 2008 has been read and recommends that it be approved.
Well, that was tough.
Well done, Mr. Chairman. There being no objection, the report is adopted. Subject to the conditions set forth in Majority Floor Leader Hines' motion, the Senate of the 59th Wyoming State Legislature budget session is adjourned and the Legislative General Session, 60th Wyoming Legislature, shall convene on the 13th day of January, 2009, at the hour of 12 o'clock noon. Please let's join Senator Peterson with the closing prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, we approach Thee at the end of this legislative session with gratitude in our hearts for the privilege and the blessing that it has been in our lives as servants of this state and its citizens, for the privileges that we have to serve, for those that have come before us, that have laid the groundwork, that have offered us these freedoms that we enjoy. We ask Thee, Father, to bless our servicemen and their families who are away from their homes at this time. Be with them. Protect them. Put Thy loving arms around them and let them know of our love and concern for them and their families. We ask Thee, Father, at this time to bless each of us as we travel to our homes, that we might travel in safety, that we might reach our destinations, find our families and homes well. Again, Father, we thank Thee for the blessing that it is and has been of ours to serve this state. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Senate is adjourned.